In Freshers Week is viewed as a rite of passage by many students starting university. It usually involves pub crawls and drinking games, but now they may become a thing of the past. Under a new project, some university campuses in England and Wales will limit the sale, promotion and advertising of alcohol and tackle pub crawls and social media drinking games like Neck Nominate. Earlier, I spoke to Andrew Dougal from the Northern Ireland Chest, Heart and Stroke Association and the commentator Dave Atherton from the Freedom to Choose organisation. I asked Dave, was this a case of young people having the freedom to damage themselves?
Well, I'm 54. I still haven't learned any lessons from when I was younger. But isn't this ridiculous? You're talking about 18, 19-year-olds who are going to university and it's the first time in their life that they get a chance to be treated like adults after being teenagers for all these years. The first thing they come into is more nannying and more parenting. I just think it would have a complete opposite effect of what it's meant to be doing.
Well, how's it having the opposite effect? Because if it's going to limit the sale of alcohol, then that's protecting students, is it not?
Well, but, you know, if the university is going to withdraw sales of alcohol, they're just going to go off site. They're just going to go down to a pub, which is going to be more expensive, and they're going to end up even more deeper in debt.
That's true, Andy, isn't it?
Well, that is true, but we in Northern Ireland Chest, Heart and Stroke aren't forcing anybody to do anything. I think this initiative by the Home Office and by the National Union of Students is giving students a choice. When I was an undergraduate, we had beer and soft drinks and only those in the bar. At lunchtime, you might have a sandwich. But nowadays, there's the cafe culture, which is growing. And I think in both student bars and in public houses generally, it is important that the barman doesn't take offence if at 9 or 10 o'clock at night you ask for a pot of tea or a cup of coffee, because that's the sort of place that pubs of Ulster portray their establishments as being, a place where you can have non-alcohol drinks and still be part of the company.
So you think a student should be asking for a cup of tea when they're on their freshers' week?
No, well, that's true. Listen, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's the binge drinking that's worrying. It's the competitions that we would worry about. Binge drinking can increase greatly the risk of stroke. Now, people who are undergraduates are imbued with immortality. They do not think that stroke or heart disease is ever going to hit them, but they place themselves at increased risk of a stroke by binge drinking. Now, what we want to do is to say to those students, these are the risks. Do take your choices. Avoid these stupid games where you're attempting to prove yourself to be a man because you can down a pint in one go, etc. This is risky behaviour. It is not the way to use alcohol. Nobody's against alcohol, but we want to use it responsibly. When I was an undergraduate at Queen's, we didn't have spirits in the bar, we didn't have wine in the bar. We finally introduced wine, but not spirits.
Dave?
Oh, dearie me. I just cannot believe. I just think this will be completely and utterly counterproductive. Surely most students learn how to behave themselves after their first hangover. If you've had about four or five shots on top of four or five pints of lager or whatever, you're going to feel absolutely awful in the morning. And hopefully these people are going to learn the hard way rather than the state telling them how to behave.
Well, I think this is not the state telling them how to behave. I'm just a bit concerned. It's a Home Office thing. It should be a health ministry thing, a health department thing. But the National Union of Students is backing this, and it is an experiment. It is just to try and say to students, don't be going out, don't be doing anything irresponsible. When you do go in pub crawls, try to be moderate in what you take.
Do they not need to be given, is this not about a carrot and a stick, do they not need to be given some other type of incentive rather than, I mean this with all due respect, Andy, it being seen to be grey-haired, grey-suited old men trying to lecture them what to do?
Well, I wouldn't think senior officials in the National Union of Students are grey-haired old men. They may be in their early 20s or mid-20s, but they are part of the National Union of Students as part of this initiative. And it is something that, undergraduates, as well as everybody else, need to be educated about alcohol. Alcohol can cause many serious illnesses used irresponsibly, and that is diabetes, heart attacks, strokes. All these things are, you're at increased risk of all these things if you do have excessive, especially binge drinking among young people.
Well, the question I want to ask you, Andy, is how many people in Northern Ireland in the last year, who were sort of, you say, under the age of 30, have had strokes?
Well, you'd be surprised. I don't have the exact figures, but you'd be surprised the number, the number of strokes are under in people under 65 years of age. And there are people in their teens, etc., who have had strokes. It's regrettable.
Through excess alcohol consumption.
No, we need to look at those data.
But isn't that the point, Andy, that here we are telling people about the risk of when they overindulge in alcohol, the risk of a 20-year-old or whatever taking a stroke, and presumably it's fair for me to say it's very rare, and therefore the chances of it happening are very, very minimal.
Well, the research shows that it increases the risk. The risk of a young person having a stroke is much lower than it is of an older person. Of course, that's right, Stephen. But there is a greatly increased risk. That if people want it, we have to put the information in front of people, and they have to make their own decisions. It is a useful initiative, but it's not forcing anybody to do anything. The choice is there. The same range of alcoholic drinks is there in the bars, student bars, but they can have other options like alcohol-free beer, like coffee, like herbal teas, these sorts of things. There are people who wish to drink those things, and in the past didn't drink them because they weren't available.
I could just imagine a student on their Freshers' Week saying, right, let's get a round in of herbal teas. It's not going to happen.
I hear what you're saying, but there are students who are like that, I have to tell you.
Well, I've never met one.
Well, they don't sit around and have rounds of herbal teas. They may be in the coffee bar having them, but they maybe avoid the bar because they know in the bar the culture is if you don't drink, you're not part of the group. And that situation, I think, is changing. But increasingly, people of all ages are going to coffee bars rather than going to a bar which serves alcohol.
Would you be comfortable, Dave, in advocating and urging students not to binge drink in Freshers' Week?
I just think it's a waste of time and a waste of money, and I think it will end up being counterproductive. Now, some of these people are 18, 19 years of age, but they've left home for the first time, they're looking after themselves, and the first thing they come across is sort of the wagging finger, and you can't do that. I just think it will have a complete opposite effect myself.
Well, I don't think this campaign is wagging fingers. It's not saying you can't do that. It's just giving people a choice, giving people the information. They're adults. They make their own decisions. Nobody's being forced into this direction or that direction. They make their own decisions with the information available to them and with the proper range of drinks in front of them. When I was an undergraduate, it was beer or soft drinks, and that was it. Now you have different types of coffee, different types of herbal teas that some people do choose to have, Dave, believe it or not.
Yeah, well, obviously some people do have a choice. And in fact, this evening, because I've got a busy week this week, I'm making a point of my first drink is going to be a pint of orange juice and a lemonade before I go and knock back maybe a bottle and a half of red wine myself. I just can't see this working at all. I just go into a bar and seeing Big Brother, in the shape of a bar person or signs on the wall. I just can't see this working whatsoever.